Hi, I'm Riley Morrison.
Hi, I'm Tatum Reynolds.
Hi, I'm Chambers Jones.
And welcome to the Polar Bear Podcast.
In today's episode, we will be discussing the recent events happening in the Arctic.
We will also be doing a little ASMR.
And an interview with a special guest.
Now let's get into it!
I, Riley, am the host of Round 1, and the contestants are...
Chambers
and Tatum.
This round will be about what's happening to the polar bears. Okay, first question. How did the oil drillers affect the polar bear's life?
When the oil is being pulled out of the ground, it is not hard for an oil leak to occur. When there is an oil leak, it does not only affect the polar bear habitat, but it affects them and their main food source. This is why the polar bears are having to move, because all their prey is dying due to the oil leaks.
Correct. Next question. What is climate change and how is it affecting the polar bears along with oil drilling?
The definition of climate change is a change in climate patterns. It is affecting the polar bears because the climate is changing 2 times as fast as the rest of the world. With the oil drilling, the climate is changing even faster. The loss of the ice in the sea will threaten the bears' main food source and prey that they use to support their cubs.
Great answer!
Now on to round 2, but first a little break.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Tatum, and the contestants are...
Riley.
And Chambers.
Okay, question 1. How was former President Donald Trump involved with the oil drilling in the Arctic?
Former President Donald Trump supported the oil industry throughout his entire presidency. He continued to keep the oil running even when he was about to leave office. He was aware of the polar bears, yet decided to put America's needs first.
Fantastic answer. Now, question 2. What are the people who disagree with the oil drilling doing to stop it?
The people who disagree with oil drilling are going to court and stating their argument. They are applying corporate pressure and advocating for their permanent protections.
Nice answer. We'll be right back, but first, a little break. The moment you all have been waiting for, our special guest, Ms. Farrenbrook.
Welcome, Ms. Farrenbrook. How are you doing this fine day?
Thank you so much for asking. I'm doing great, and I'm so excited to be here.
We are so happy to have you here. We thought we would just ask you a question about your point of view on the oil drilling in the Arctic.
Ms. Farrenbrook, what do you think about the polar bear dens that are being destroyed because America needs oil?
That is such a good question, and it's really complicated. But generally speaking, I hate the idea of polar bear habitats being destroyed for the sake of oil drilling. Also, on the other side, though, I know from experience, my dad worked in the oil industry for 25 years, that the need and the demand for oil is high. So I would hope that there would be a way to be able to dig for oil in a way that does not destroy the habitats of our animals.
For sure. I totally agree. What an amazing answer. Thank you for joining us on this episode of the Polar Bear Podcast. Bye.
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 Welcome back. Now we're in round 3, the final round in which I will be the host. The contestants are...
Tatum
and Riley.
Okay. How does oil drilling in the Arctic relate to Hawaii in the late 1800s, early 1900s? I'm going to give you both a chance to answer this one because there are tons of different points of views people can have. Tatum, you can start.
These two topics connect because what is happening to Alaska and the Arctic is the same thing the Americans did to the Hawaiians in 1893. The oil companies want the resources that the Arctic has to offer, just like we wanted Hawaii's resources. Also, the oil companies aren't thinking about the homes and lives of the animals that they are going to destroy, just like how we did to the Hawaiians.
Great answer, Tatum. Riley, how about you?
The U.S. taking the polar bear's land for oil is just like how the U.S. took over Hawaii. These two relate because we are taking the polar bear's land for oil. We are stealing their homes and making them adapt to a new way of life. When we took over Hawaii, we came for their resources so we could plant, and we tried to convert them to Christianity. We made Hawaiians change their law to give plantation owners more rights, and we made them adapt to a new way of life. This shows how the U.S. taking over the polar bear's land for oil relates to how the U.S. took over Hawaii.
That's a great answer. Let's give a thank you to our contestants. Now, here's a question to our listeners at home. What could you do to help the polar bear habitat grow?
Thank you for listening. Hope you can join us on our next polar bear adventure.